going on, man?
Jeez, that was like way too complicated to answer the phone there.
Yeah, it was a high level of difficulty today.
Dude, like it didn't even pop up like a new window like it normally does for like it just said incoming call, and I was listening to YouTube videos, like pumping myself up for the show, pre-gaming for y'all to bring my game hard. And it never popped up the extra window to let me know, like, hey, a new call's coming in. I just saw it flashing on the little tab.
Oh, really? That's odd.
Yeah. So, like, and then when I went over to the other page, it didn't even have a prompt box there. It just said getting a call from, and then I clicked on it, and it said I was calling you. And I was like, no, it already says he was calling me.
Oh, well, just all fuckery aside, what you been up
to,
man?
Yeah, dude, fucking crazy. Yeah, what I've been up to, that's a good question. Well, just recently, about 20 seconds ago, I was listening to Kanye West Stronger before we started this podcast.
Oh, nice. Quality.
And I was thinking about Kanye a little bit, as one does as you listen to Kanye. You tend to think about the man.
It all falls down.
All of a sudden, I was just like, you know, I love some of his music, but fuck do I hate him as a person. There's not somebody I can think of, really, that I do not care for as a human being more than that man, but he makes fantastic art.
Oh, yeah. He's got some legit songs. I don't care what anybody says.
What is it? Wasn't that Diamonds, right? Remember that song?
No, I do.
Diamonds are forever. Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel my vibe. Diamonds are forever.
I liked his graduation album when he first came out with All Falls Down and Through the Wire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those were good songs.
Yeah.
And then he went crazy.
And then the next album was like Gold Digger. It's great.
That's when like everybody's like, holy shit, Jamie Foxx can sing? Damn!
That's true. And then Jamie Foxx put out an album and they're like,
he's nailing Ray Charles? Damn, he's hitting them notes perfect, just like Ray.
And then
he put out one album. Like, fucking covered his eyes and shit.
He only had like one good song on that entire album, though.
Who, Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, there was a big freak out, like, when he was singing Ray, remember?
Yeah.
So people, like, were like, oh, because he actually sang the songs in Ray, he's a really good singer, and that's when he did the Kanye song. Like, people were trying to push this onto us. Like, Jamie Foxx can sing!
You should take my money!
Yeah.
Take my money! My army! Yeah, she's a trifling.
Yeah, so that's what I was doing. That was like just 2 seconds before this. That's what I was doing. Did you want to know what I did this last week? Is that what you're referring to, what I've been up to?
Yeah. Let's get into the details.
Man.
Hit me up with the deets.
I watched a fantastic film called Mexican Gangster. I have a review of that on Snap Reviews up on punninggame.com. This movie was fucking crazy. It was not what I expected.
Were you expecting a bad movie?
It wasn't a bad movie, no. It's just, it was like, at first when I picked it, I didn't realize it was an actual Mexican movie. Like, it's all in Spanish. I watched it with subs on.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And it's based off a true story.
Is that a stoning that shit up?
Yeah, well, that's why I was like, I kind of laughed at first. The reason I started watching it is I thought it was going to be like American Gangster a little bit more, which it kind of was, because I was like, just like, oh, Denzel Washington and this Mexican movie. It must be good. And he had nothing to do with this.
Nice.
That's just the verbal gymnastics my brain did to make me pick this movie.
Well, I mean, as one does.
So I picked this movie and it was really good. It's actually based off a true story, just like actually American Gangster is. I can't begin to pronounce the actual pronunciation of the dude's name. So the main dude was a like mariachi singer and also like a bank robber and like one of the most notorious bank robbers in all of Mexico.
Okay. Oh, I've seen this movie. He has a gun in his guitar case. Yeah.
No, not that one. No, he actually, it was like the mariachi band was just like a cover. Like he would rob banks as this one dude, during the days, and then like he would put on like a luchador mask and sing and stuff. That's how what his act was. His name was like Mysterio.
Oh, nice. Very mysterious.
It wasn't really that, but I wish it was. It would have been hilarious. That was how they wrote it.
Gotcha.
But they did not mention the greatest luchador of all time.
Mr. 619?
No, dude. Mysterio.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio. Mr. 619.
Is that what they call him? Is that with another name for him?
That was his move, was 619. Oh, my God.
Damn, I didn't know that part.
Step it up!
I was just like, Rey Mysterio, he's mysterious.
Oh, man.
But yeah, then what happens, did, like, it starts out roots. Like it tells this story of this dude, though, and he was actually in the military, started stealing people's purses, then the cops caught him, and then since they found out he had a military background, they trained him to be, like, one of the best cops ever, and because of that, you know, being a cop, starts learning the, like, cop roots, and then robs banks as a cop for a little bit, and then ends up quitting that and becoming just a full-time bank robber. And he's, like, revered throughout Mexico, dude. Like, I wrote in the Snap review, it's his, like, interviews with him with the press after he got caught were, like, post-game interviews for, like, NBA stars. Like, everybody was, like, psyched to see him.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah, it's weird. Eventually, he gets in some shit where he's, like, working with this commissioner, and it's only, you know, and they're actually robbing places and getting away with stuff because he's got this police commissioner on payroll, right? And then, like, he gets voted out, and then a new police commissioner comes in, and that's when shit starts hitting the fan.
Okay.
And you basically, it's funny because the dude who's, like, becomes the new commissioner looks like Beavis and Butthead's next door neighbor.
Oh, nice.
And all, handsome. And like, I'm reading the subtitles, right? Like, but it's all in Spanish. So anytime he was speaking, all I could hear was, Dando Estados hit it about. And just like in Hank Hill's voice. That's, even though that wasn't his voice at all.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
But yeah, it was hilarious. What was pretty bad?
That Hank Hill impersonation. That's why I was like, yeah, that's kind of bad.
Oh, dude. Dude, you try doing a Hank Hill impersonation by speaking Spanish.
Yeah, well, good. Okay, good. Touche. I've been boxed in.
How'd you get me? You got me in a box here. Can't deal. But yeah, that's a great film.
No,
check it out.
Let
me out. It's right. So fucking tight in here. Dude, some great news.
Okay, great.
Rick and Morty officially has a release date. And it is July 30th.
For what?
The new season, dog.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I saw that book thing you tweeted about, so I didn't know what was going on. I saw you tweeted some hardcover book thing. I thought maybe that's what that came out. I didn't know.
No, that was just something else that's like a little side thing. I kind of want to buy that, though. It looks cool.
Yeah, it seems like something you need.
For what, if anybody doesn't know, they're releasing a like hardcover book of like all the art in Rick and Morty and like how they developed their characters and how they came to be and stuff. So I'm interested in that because I'm a giant nerd.
Solid.
But no, they're releasing that. They just released a brand new trailer this last week, showing off a bunch of stuff from the new season that's coming up. And then at the end, it said they would be airing the first episode July 30th, which we've already all seen. But still pumped. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, okay.
Rick and Morty. 1,000 years, Rick and Morty.
Yeah, all right. It's a lot of Rick and Morty. Oh, so now we got up to three seasons. Then it's a movie.
Dude, if they get a movie, I'd be so pumped. We left the small screen, Morty. We're taking a big old school on 60mm film, Morty. Actually on film, Morty.
Oh, geez, Rick. That's going to like triple our budget of our movie.
I don't care, Morty.
Yeah, it's...
We're going to make this movie. It's going to be epic, Morty.
It's going to be good. It'll be solid.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought you might enjoy that news. You probably don't enjoy it as much as I do, but I did.
Yeah, you're on another level.
Also, what?
I said, yeah, you're on another level. For Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, dude. My energy's through the roof. You don't even know. I'm staring at two Pops figures of them right now. And a puzzle.
Which one of these don't fit?
And a puzzle. Like, how do you say puzzle gangster? I'm trying to figure out, like, yeah, man, I put a puzzle up on my wall.
You see this
I
motherfucking
got that shit
puzzle?
Framed, dog.
I put that fucking puzzle together. Like, I don't know.
You couldn't do that shit. Yeah. I did that thing in 3 hours. You couldn't do it in five, Jerry.
All
right. Oh, man. Anyway, and then another thing I've been binge watching like crazy is the new, or not the new season, but season 7 of Shameless just got put on Netflix. So I'm super pumped and I'm watching all of those right now. The Gallagher family is just eating shit like always.
Yeah, I think maybe at some point I should actually sit down and watch that.
Have you seen the English version of it?
Shameless?
Or European version? I don't know.
No, I saw like one episode so far of the English version.
Yeah, the English version is really good, but the European version is just as good. I love that show. That's for the first time I watched that in college, and then they found out that they were putting the Showtime show on Netflix and started watching it, and it's been really good.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of English TV shows are really good, dude. You ever seen The Inbetweeners?
No.
It's about some high school kids, and they're basically kind of all, they're not like cool, but they're not like nerdy. They're like right, you know, they're just like, they're basically almost like invisible in high school. They're just like the background people.
Yeah.
So, and it's just following them and how awkward it is being where they're at, because they're always trying to get over that cuffs to be cool, but can't just quite get there.
Yeah. And then, like, I was watching, I shouldn't say I was watching. I noticed Shameless has a picture of that dude, and I don't know his name. I think he probably plays the dad, the guy with the mustache. And I'm hoping he's just the dad in that one, because he gets typecast. Like, have you ever seen Boogie Nights?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, his character in there towards the end of the movie, like, he keeps walking in on her, just cheating, and the last draw at the end of the movie, he just like walks by, there's a crowd on his driveway, and she's just fucking some other dude, and he just walks into a room and shoots himself. And I'm just like, yeah, that's kind of your character in every movie.
No, not in this one. Are you talking about the guy with long hair or whatever?
No, is it like William Macy or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's their dad, that's Frank.
Okay.
And what it is, dude, he's just a con artist, bullshit artist. Like, all he is always trying to scam the government or scam people out of money, and like he's a habitual liar, and but he's also like a narcissist. So he like tries to find rational reasons of why he did shitty things, you know.
Nice, as one does.
You know those people. We all know those people. Everybody, look to your left and say, "Yeah, cousin Rick."
Yeah, mirror. That's totally you.
Yeah, that guy. It's always cousin Rick. He's a prick.
It rhymes.
But yeah, it's a great show, though. You should definitely you need to check out Shameless, that's for sure.
Which version?
Both of them.
That seems redundant.
Watch both of them. They're both different.
Yeah, just different people.
Same core concept, different writing.
All right.
No, because the original Shameless didn't have this many seasons, I don't think. I think it only had 4.
Gotcha.
But I'm not 100% sure. And then the last thing that I watched was Chris D'Elia's new stand-up hour, which is called Man on Fire.
Oh, it's about Richard Pryor.
It was really funny. I enjoyed it.
Okay. I always love hearing about Richard Pryor. So tell me, what did he inform you of?
No, Richard Pryor, man, you know, he's the man.
He was on fire. He was the man
on
fire.
His bit on that is so funny when he talks about how he lit his health on fire.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's it's great.
It's one of the best comedy bits ever. Yeah, but no, it's a Man on Fire. It's because he makes a joke referencing how, like, nobody is special. Like, if life is a movie, everybody thinks they're Denzel Washington and Man on Fire, like we're that badass, but none of us are. We're more like the background characters in like a romantic comedy. Like, we don't matter.
Yeah, actually,
that's like why the premise comes from. He makes a reference to Man on Fire a lot and shit. Dude, he has a whole thing in there about relationships that I think you need to watch, because it's one of my favorite things. He's talking about the difference And he's like talking about what love is, but in movies, but they're not the same in real life.
Fuck no. Yeah, that kind of shit doesn't exist.
Well, like, it's a classic example. He does a lot of explaining, like, yeah, the movies always end right at the good part. They never show you what happens 5 years into marriage.
Where you're fucking sick of each other, looking at each other, going, fuck, I upgrade. Need an upgrade.
Yeah. It's funny, though. Yeah, you would, I think you'd really enjoy his comedy, and he does a lot of weird voices and acts some stuff out. It's really funny.
Great. So,
check out his stand-up hour on Man on Fire on Netflix. On the flicks of net.
No one knows what that is.
And then I wanted to tell you about... yeah, nobody knows what that is. And I heard it's a really underground thing.
It's a really low-key place to see something.
How funny would it be if somehow Netflix, they really only have one account registered? Because, like, I don't pay for Netflix. You pay for Netflix. But what if you really don't pay for Netflix? It's just somehow we all got a hold of somebody's account.
Well, they say they got it locked down to where, like, you only can use two devices at a time. So, like,
right, I know. I'm being dumb. Well, I know that's not how it would work.
Well, that's how it used to work, because it used to be like, yo, I know a guy that knows a guy who has Netflix. Here's their account, because it was the Wild West, and you could just have free Netflix because there was no restriction.
Yeah. That's like a lot of times. I know you'll be watching something or want to watch something, but your daughter is watching something on the big screen, so you throw it on your phone. And I know when you do that, sometimes I get home and I'm like, shit, he's using both of them.
Damn it. Pluto.
It's like, I gotta settle for HBO Go. This is bullshit.
Oh, God. Listen to this white privilege. Just so satirical.
So
just,
much privilege.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I can't watch Netflix. I have to use HBO Go. Just shit. You're not fucking around with an antenna going. You're not fucking around with the antenna going, fuck. Well, I got three channels.
I'm also, you know, what's funny is I don't pay for that either, so I sound so disappointed for another product I don't even fucking pay for.
It's God damn it, all my free channels are being used.
Codes.
All these free channels are taken. Oh no, I guess I better turn on my TV and my PS4 so I can watch Pluto.
Yeah.
Just like...
Oh,
there's somebody out there.
Shit, I can log into ESPN.com and watch a baseball game.
Yeah, I mean, there's like somebody out there going, there's somebody out there with like a Motorola flip phone they just fucking got. The TV's broken.
They're like,
probably.
Hey man, check this shit out.
Yo, look, I can see the football field and this little football moves. It tells me when they move the
It's like watching
fucking Pong go across the screen. That's their TV. And here's
it's like remember virtual just... handheld football? It's like that kind of screen. And just
oh,
like,
shit.
There's like nothing, but you're like, oh, you score.
And at the end, you get one of those like weird still Tecmo Bowl high fives.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So I think that's all. Oh, I did want to tell you about a fun story I heard about in the news a couple days ago.
All right.
So, picture yourself as a pregnant Florida woman.
Oh, I've been very pregnant before.
Just like, I'll wait for you to get into this mindset.
Okay. I'm very pregnant.
And then, very pregnant.
Very.
And you are walking out of a Walmart in North Florida.
Okay, so I'm waddling and I'm sweating profusely. It's very humid. I'm very uncomfortable now.
And then you see your car door is open, and there's a man in there going through your purse, but you don't know this man.
What?
So you yell at him.
Okay, why'd you leave your purse in?
And he starts running away.
Oh,
do you do as the Florida woman?
I like press on my stomach really hard and projectile birth that baby to attack the said man. You just lay down, somebody comes up and does like a fucking Hulk Hogan elbow drop, and that baby goes, just fucking tackles
now
the
is
man.
Now is the baby actually doing the fighting, or are you launching it so the baby can like wrap its umbilical cord around said neck of person?
Oh yeah, that like baby's going to be like a boomerang.
Like a lasso, and then
the baby's going to, it's going to be like a boomerang. It's going to wrap around real quick and come right back to you, and you're going to hold him. It'll be cool. You'll be like fucking
put him
superhero
right back
mom.
Up into that womb.
Yeah,
pull him up.
You need a couple more weeks.
It's like a reel in their vagina.
It's a fucking, what's that? A wench. It's a fucking wench, like on the front of a Jeep.
Yeah, it's a fucking wench on the
just yank his ass back.
I've been able to pull tree roots out with this thing.
You guys, I have to stress the importance of my Kegel exercises. I can do shit you wouldn't believe.
But no, that's not what happened, though, Nathan. At first, this woman tried to run this man down on foot, pregnant.
Oh, that must
and
have been a
she
funny...
decided...
I'm just picturing a penguin running
decided...
right now, because a penguin running is hilarious.
Yeah. But then she decided, she made the split-second decision to decide, fuck that, I'm going to run his bitch ass over.
Oh, much
and
more
she
efficient.
Did.
Oh, very efficient. Okay, well,
and
that...
She's getting interviewed by the news after this, and she's like, yeah, I was just like, well, fuck him, I'm going to run him over.
Oh, wow,
like,
she does not sound like
she's...
Just
of, like, intent to do so on camera, and she's now arrested, and so was he, because it was, like, trying to steal. So there's just...
So
Florida.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, this is what... gun laws would have helped here. She could have just shot him.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing. I think Florida has pretty lax, like, concealed carry gun laws. I think it's pretty easy to get one. And so, like, if she would have been in her legal right probably to shoot that guy.
Let me
but
introduce
since she
you
used another thing that's, like, a deadly... Like, she's going to jail for, like, either, like, intent to kill or assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, she's got a wild run because they got to wait for that baby to pop out, so.
Yeah, well, they'll let you go into prison. I've seen
Let's go
I've
to
seen
prison.
Orange
I've
New
seen
Black.
Movie,
they have pregnant ladies in there.
They're all prison guard babies.
I've seen it. It's all based on reality, those TV shows on Netflix. Do you know I use the same account as Billy Joe?
You know what's funny is you started saying that, doing that voice.
And he uses his father's account.
You were using that voice for a pregnant Florida lady, and I immediately went, wait, this is Arkansas. Like,
dude, have you ever been to North Florida?
Oh, it's because it's close by, it's close by Georgia.
The further north you go in Florida, the more south it gets.
It's because you're going closer and closer to, like, Georgia and stuff.
Exactly, but that's how they talk down there.
Okay. Yeah,
if you're a Florida person, write in and tell me how I'm wrong. That's punandgame@gmail.com.
Preferably somehow get an audio clip. Just email us an audio clip so we can verify.
Yeah. And if nobody sends me one, I'm just going to make up one and do an accent anyway, and we'll play it next week on the show.
I done ran him over. Oh, okay.
We're going to have... cliffhangers in our podcast now. You got to tune in next week to figure out what the fuck happens.
All right.
Starting whole new crazy segments.
Yep. That would be, yeah.
But that's really all I got, man. Other than that, I played Yoshi's Island on my Game Boy, which was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it a lot.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
Well.
And then... What have you been up to?
So, I'm going to segue perfectly off that. So, you got a nice little police story. I got one, too.
Okay.
So, my question...
Ooh, I like police stories. Is this about the police or the band The Police?
The Police.
I need to know, just to clarify.
The Police. And it's actually great, because I gotta preface this story by just merely asking you a question. I don't need to go into the whole story. If you live in Minnesota, which is where this took place, and there's a warrant out for your arrest... They catch your ass. What do you do?
Prove it?
Incorrect. Like this man did. You hand him the fucking Monopoly get out of jail card.
No fucking way.
Yep. The police actually took a fucking photo, put it up on their Facebook, and it's like, yeah, this card doesn't work. I'm just like, what? Who the fuck? Hey.
What a boss, though, to even, like, that's either a dude who was like, maybe this could, like, was dumb enough to believe, yeah, this might work, or he was smart enough to know, at least I'm going to get a fucking laugh out of this before I go to jail.
Yeah, it's like, yo. It's
He's either brilliant or extremely stupid.
In his defense, that's a chance card, so in real life, you got a 50-50 shot.
I'll tell you what, son. I'll give you one shot. If you can roll over a 7 on this dice, I'll let you go.
I mean, yeah, you gotta roll doubles. Yeah. It was just all fucked. I was
so
dying.
Bad. That's so fuck. Like, I really want to know if the guy actually thought it would work or not, or if he was just like, "Ah, fuck it, I'm gonna do this for fun." So he's gonna get caught. So he's like, "Ah, he's been playing it for like 2 years with his worn out."
Something, yeah. I'm just like, wow. All right. So, we got another one. If I go out to Arizona, wherever fuck Prescott Valley is. A dude got arrested for interfering with a firefight attempt going on. You know, put out a fire that's, I don't know. It doesn't seem like anybody's, like, in danger or dying.
At first.
So.
I didn't hear how you said that at first, so I was thinking you were saying the firefighters were fighting each other.
No, that would be awesome.
I was like, whoa, how the fuck did that happen? Can we get to the before part to know how it escalated?
So what he was doing is flying his drone in their way to videotape it.
Oh my god!
So
really?
he was like a couple blocks away and flying his drone right up in there, and fucking with them, so and it interfered. And they're trying to figure out. They had to search him down before they could put the fire out. It is just fucking weird.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, and he's a possible suspect.
Dude, drones are fucking scary.
He's also a possible suspect of an air attack pilot for the, what was it? He was forced by fucking around with these drones, forced 14 fucking planes to remain in the terminal, including like 5 helicopters from a hospital on that tarmac.
Oh my god, because this dude was flying a drone? Because
he's in restricted airspace fucking around, and everybody's like, oh my god. So I'm guessing this is a pretty fucking big drone.
Either that or, dude, like, even the smallest drones could cause a huge fucking problem for one of those aircrafts.
Yeah, he was circling aircrafts and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, that dude's a fucking sociopath.
Yeah, well.
He's like one of those drone racing guys we saw last week. He doesn't get out from behind his computer enough, and so when he goes to try to talk to people, it's really awkward. Like when they tried to have a hot girl interview them, they forgot how words worked when they don't have a keyboard in front of them.
Yeah, agreed. So
yes,
last Thursday on a InfoWars podcast, they had a guest on. That went all like deep shit conspiracy theory, saying, "Yo, NASA has been kidnapping kids so they can send them fucking to Mars to start the colony."
Is this supposed to be news to me? Like, have you seen what InfoWars has put out before?
I know.
It sounds just like normal programming.
It is, but I was laughing. And the kicker is, NASA came out to fucking have to deny it. Like, just instead of sitting back going, "That's okay, spout your shit."
Oh, I remember the story now. Yeah, NASA came out and acknowledged it.
I'm like, wait, what? The fact that you could get out there, and I'm wondering if it's because like the InfoWars shows actually put out some credential bullshit that's going on, actually going on. But this was great.
It's because it's because InfoWars now reaches such a huge audience. It's ridiculous. It's not even funny how big that audience is now.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah. It's very, very alarming, actually.
Yeah.
It's very scary. If you've ever seen an episode of InfoWars, not saying become a fan, but check it out. Because it's disturbing.
It'll teach you a couple things. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, and this is something I didn't realize you could do, and it's a perk of being a governor, apparently. The New Jersey governor, Christie, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, Chris Christie.
Yeah.
The girliest sounding name for a man I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Because honestly.
Name a more feminine sounding name than Chris Christie.
Christy Brinkley.
No, still not as girly.
The supermodel's not as girly. But I didn't
Chris Christie. If I walked up to anybody who didn't know who that was, and I said, "Hey, have you ever met Chris Christie?" And it'd be like, "No, who is she?"
Oh,
that's the first thing they would say.
Definitely.
if they didn't know who he was.
Agreed. But a perk that he got, he rented out a beach. That in of itself is no big deal for anybody that has the money or power to do so. But what he rented out was a fucking public beach where nobody is allowed except his family for today. So your entire New Jersey people.
It just makes me hate everybody.
It's just like, hey, we got this nice beach here in New Jersey, and fuck everybody, you can't use it on this beautiful day.
I just fuck everybody in that situation. First of all, fuck Chris Christie for doing that, right? That's an obvious.
I can
like
see,
nobody
yeah.
sees that one. But also fuck the people who don't just walk onto the beach and do it. If enough of them show up and just go to the beach, nobody's going to stop them.
Yeah, I was just laughing cuz I'm
there's
like
power in numbers.
Yeah.
Take back control. The American people need to take back control of the beaches. We storm Normandy Beach. We'll storm this one in Jersey.
Yeah. That would make sense.
I just triggered some people. Just triggered somebody.
Like in Tiananmen Square, you could stand in front of all the police cruisers.
Could you imagine if that was the riot? Like we haven't heard of any good riots at school since school's been out or anything like that. You know, we haven't heard about any of those. How fucking great would it be the next riot we heard about was because a bunch of the people of New Jersey showed up to the Chris Christie's beach. Or Chris Christie. Right?
Yeah, whatever.
Shows up to his beach and are protesting him having the beach and just keep walking out and like just putting out blankets and we will not move. They're protesting, putting on sunblock. Like, we're going to sunbathe and you can't stop us. It's like, just, could you imagine?
Airdrop a ridiculous amount of beer.
Protest.
That would be the way to get everybody there. Yeah. Airdrop a shit ton of beer and go, free beer! And just.
Right, like Budweiser's flying in, like Spuds and McKenzie, to like, yeah, we're with you guys.
Yeah, or
like they're the new Pepsi of the protest movement.
Well, yeah,
Budweiser
exactly.
Is.
You know what?
Hit him
been...
a Budweiser. That cop will crack that.
Yeah, or the funnier thing would be because they just got the beach. You just get a bunch of fuckers with Sea-Doos, just go out there and just like have a cooler in tow, and just go sit in the waves on the shallow end and drink. You're not on the beach. Like you're like. Nope. You got that. We got the water. You can't come in here.
Yeah, that's international water. They can't own water, man. You can own land, but you can't own water, man.
I was just like, oh, man, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, outside of that news.
Seriously, fuck everybody in that situation, though.
Yeah, it'd suck. Been fucking around. I've been playing a shit ton of games. Got some stuff on that good old Steam sale. I got... the game I've been playing a lot, and it'll be a review up tomorrow. Well, Monday for those of you listening.
It'll be
to this
up
on Wednesday.
It'll be up when this podcast comes out, Nathan. Yeah. That's how you say that without sounding dumb.
Oh, tomato, tomato. So I got
and guavo and guavo.
You say quavo?
I don't know. I say quavo and guado. I think.
Okay, you got 1/3 of Migos. Good job.
What?
Again, listen to some Migos songs, what? For fuck's sake. Okay, not Lil Jon.
I don't even know what this is.
Oh, God. Quavo's
you know what? I've been listening to that Wheeler Walker Jr. guy some more, dude. That's what I've been doing.
Fuck you, you bitch.
Did you listen to that song?
Yes.
Fuck you, bitch. It's fucking great. I hope your dog doesn't come back.
Just like, all right. So, I ended up playing a lot of that Mafia 3. The game is set, like, 1950s. So, it's, they made it realistic, and they apologize, like, yo, we don't go for bigotry or anything like that. But this game, like, you're Lincoln Clay, you're a black guy that just got back from Vietnam War. And, yeah. Like, you just walk into a store, and the clerk will look up and go, he'll just be, yo, boy, this is whites only.
Like, oh, so they actually put racism in this game.
Oh, it's all over the fucking place. And, I mean, it's a great game. You're killing so many white people. it's Like, oh, we're gonna go get these Dixie motherfuckers, and then you got the you're going after the mob.
Dixie motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's fucking. I'm having way too much fun playing it. You could turn on.
I heard these motherfuckers watch Andy Griffith every night. We're gonna take them out.
It's so good. And then there's like a dude that controls like the Irish mafia in there. Naturally, he's just plastered drunk. There's a reason for it, but if you play it, I won't spoil that. But it's just like, oh my god. It makes you sit there and go, was it really like this? Because that's fucked.
Dude, it's probably.
It's pretty
as
accurate,
bad as you think it probably was.
Yeah. So.
Just go to a nursing home for like a half hour and talk to some of the people. You'll understand.
Yeah, probably. So, end up playing a lot of that, running around. I was collecting weed to boost my revenue because you're building basically a mob of your own because you're getting under bosses.
Naturally.
One of them's Vito.
Climbing that pyramid scheme ladder is what they call it. You
yeah.
know, the mob has one of the best pyramid schemes ever.
Yeah, but you're assigning them like sections of the city. So the first one you start out, you get like basically a more rundown area so far because it's like all the whatever. I'm trying to think what they had, the prostitution ring and then the weed ring down there. So you go down there and you collect weed, you save the prostitutes, then all of a sudden, okay, I'm going to give this to Christine. And then you go find the next one. Dude, you find is Vito Scaletta, the main character off of Mafia 2. So they bring him back into the fold. You get this Italian made man that's getting fucked over, and you get him on your side too. And it's fucking brutal.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's fun. It's driving around. GTA, but with mob ties.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I'm saying, like, his job sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, he's
murdering. Like, I wouldn't want that job. I'd like to play that game, but being that actual person would just be exhausting.
Oh, yeah, this guy's murdering everybody. But it's awesome the way they're doing it because they got, like, the pasture and all this stuff doing. If you're doing, like, a good movie but with backgrounds where it keeps cutting to real today and them telling the story, and then it goes back into the game. So like cinematics, them sitting down having a cigarette and telling you, well, when I knew Lincoln, and it's just going through the story, and you're like, damn. So you're getting like the sitting back and listening to them talk, then it cuts back into like gameplay every so often. Like the big story beats, you pan back out, and it's showing the court, like a court case with the CIA agent that's helping you currently, but then it shows him in there. It's like, so you're watching a court case, or you'll see the father talking. It's nuts.
Cool. That sounds pretty badass, actually.
Yeah, no, it's super good game. It's just, like I said, it like slaps you in the face with like, oh, it's depiction of that particular period in time.
Random story based off of this. I don't remember where this happened, and I'm pretty sure the reason I don't remember where this happened or what exactly the person looked like or whatever, I was somewhere a month or so ago, drinking. I know that, and that's why I don't remember this all that too well. And I remember, like, this weird person was sitting next to us while we were drinking. It was me and one of my friends, and he said something about how he was in the mafia at one point, and like, you know, he's driven bodies from some place to some place.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say trench coat
like
mafia.
I didn't hear what you said.
Coat mafia. Do you remember that?
Oh, trench coat mafia?
Yeah, do you remember? Oh, okay, that was the whole Columbine thing. They blamed the trench coat mafia.
Oh, gotcha. Makes sense. There's a lot of theories for that. We'll never know because those kids were cowards.
Yep. But anyways, back to...
But anyway. But I was just saying, I don't know why that mafia game, like, I just like... Whenever I think of mobsters, the first thing I think of, body in the trunk of a car, and we're going to bury it.
Hey, that happens.
The first thing I always think of.
That happens in Mafia 2.
Yeah, and so, like, I don't know, like, when I heard that, I'm glad I don't remember who said this to me or where it happened, but I remember this, and I was like, what the fuck
That's 'cause
is happening right now?
You'll get fucking whacked.
Dude, I was just, you ever do that thing like your face is completely still and you're like poker face? Like, yeah, man, that's crazy. It's rough, man. I had to suck. But in your mind, you're like, I need to get the fuck away from here as far as possible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You're just like planning, like, you're like, without looking away and breaking, like, the somewhat eye contact you have talking, you're looking for exits with your peripherals.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
That kind of scary. Yeah. Like, you're like, there's no fight mode. There is flight. It is flight all the way, and don't look
you
back.
You just met a dude. His opening line is, yo, I know how to hide a body. Like, oh, shit.
I don't even remember how it got there. I don't know what happened or what was going on, but it was fucking weird. I was so tripped out.
You know what? Was this when you were slicking your hair back? Because that might have incited this talking.
No, like, dude. I was like 19 when that happened. When I was doing that.
Oh, okay.
That was to make it easier for my hair to go backwards. So now, like, that I have long hair, it actually goes back and lays down rather than just being in my face, like, all weird. Like, you see some people where they got, like, the curled up bangs and shit.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. Don't front on my hair, dog. At least I have some to grow.
Ouch.
Shitting on my hair.
Ouch. I'm gonna get that. I'm going to get that Brian Urlacher treatment.
I hope that cut deep.
Oh, no. I can do that Brian Urlacher treatment. You see, that motherfucker's got a full head of hair now.
How? That dude was always bald.
Exactly.
Maybe he just shaved for football.
He talked about it. He was going bald at 19. Huh. Like, it was almost all gone. So, he was completely bald. Now he has a full head of hair. Because he did this... I heard it on a show today that he was actually interviewing. It was Restore Hair, I think. I don't fucking know. It was something.
Ethan, just accept it.
No.
There is no hope. There's no hope for you. Just accept it.
No. If that guy can get it, I can get it.
Nathan, he plays NFL football. You know, he's part of the Illuminati probably. Like, they didn't know. It's never happened.
He's got somebody else's scalp on his head so he can have hair.
Yeah, it's just like, what color is his hair? That's what I need to know.
It's like brown.
Ah, man. That doesn't help.
Why? Were you expecting blonde?
I'm picturing like jet black hair. I don't know. I was like.
No, it's brown.
I'm picturing him with like an Elvis haircut. I don't know why, because it's funny in my head.
He's got like he's just wearing a pompadour wig, actually. That big fucking white thing.
Pompadour wig.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Those old.
This is my court.
Oh, well, I see here, sir. The
I do declare.
So. I did that. I've been fucking around playing Diablo 3 again. Jump back in there.
Did you get the expansion pack?
So, yeah. I got everything for that game.
So did you mess with the new
Necromancer?
Sorcerer or Necromancer, yeah.
Yeah, so I went through there, beat the game on got the Necromancer full leveled, and I have every character leveled 70 on hardcore. I got the platinum in that game before.
Nice. Way to go, dude.
So,
do you play with anybody or is it just yourself?
No, I play with randoms occasionally. A lot of times I ended up playing with friends. A decent amount of people that are on my friends list were actually made in Diablo because I just opened it up to the public. And then people just jump in and start talking. You'd be amazed how many people have mics. So, you just start fucking around because that is a game where you just... If nobody's playing with me, I have my podcast going. I'm just fucking gone because everything happening there. It's like just me murdering things and numbers popping all over and getting new loot. Whereas if there's somebody in there, okay, now we're just sitting there bullshitting.
Right. Because
it's just mindless running through it. And you're just like boom, 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 taking all this shit out. So did all that. Fucking that character is interesting because it's just like you get these. The powers naturally are different than everything else. Like, I eat corpses to regain my mana, basically, and then I summon these little skeletons, and I have, like, a cavalry of fucking skeletons that run around and fucking attack everything. And if I ever push triangle, because that's where I have it set up for, they just fucking go crazy and run towards my target and blow up. And then they respawn. Like the ones that don't
blow up.
You
have kamikaze skeletons?
Yes.
I didn't even know they came out with that model.
Yeah, man. They fucking apparently just C4'd up when they come out.
It's like the Cadillac of fucking blowing up shit.
So you're running through there, and like you got these little spike traps you can throw out. You can just siphon people's blood from their body. The best fucking thing I think is hilarious to do is there's a thing where you get bone armor. But in order to get the bone armor...
You get a boner?
No.
You get a boner?
Kind of. So you assign it to your keypad, and the second you hit this button, it rips the fucking skeleton out of the person in front of you and puts it over you like fucking more armor.
That's awesome.
So you're all of a sudden like, you just see this thing blow up and all the bones go flying at you and your character just bulks up. Just like, yeah. So
that's crazy as shit, dude.
Oh, they got a bunch of cool shit. Like, they just drop down a fucking pestilence bomb where it just poisons everything and fucks it up.
Yeah, I haven't played Diablo since Diablo 2. I think that's... I don't even know if I ever played 1, but I know I played 2.
Yeah, I might have to hook you up or something with Diablo 3. That game's fun.
Yeah, my buddy at work sits across from me, always tells me, he's like, dude, you should get Diablo 3. I think you'd dig it.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just always like, yeah, I don't know, maybe.
Oh, that's a fun little loot game to run. Because even once you beat it, you can start... The levels they have for difficulty just ramp up so fucking hard. Like, it's like, oh, yeah. It's starting to get easy. Let's bump it up a notch or two. All right, it's a little bit challenging. And then next thing you know, you get the gear that makes that easy, and you keep on going.
So, nice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a fun game to go about. I have some friends at work that... play that, and we all always end up fucking around. So did that. I fucked around, played some more Nintendo. This shit's weird. Going back to the original Nintendo, fucking around with some bubble.
It's awesome.
Bubble bobble. Fuck yeah. Played some Super Mario 3. I was trying to remember all the fucking secrets because you can fall behind those white walls, and I was looking for all the fucking doors. So I was doing that, and daughter got pissed off.
Now, do you play that with a Wii remote?
Yeah, I just turn it sideways. I need to buy controllers.
Gotcha.
So, but for NES games, that Wii remote.
GameCube.
Yeah, the Wii remote works really well for the NES games, because if you just turn it sideways, you just got your two buttons, and it works.
Right.
So.
No problems, though? Everything working smooth?
Yeah. So...
Good. That's awesome.
I just ran through. I've been running through all that fucking. Watch my daughter play Mickey Mouse, because that game you can't die. It's just like finding letters and shit.
The Mickey Mousecapades?
Yeah, there's one where he's just finding letters, so you're spelling out shit, collecting the alphabet. And then, what was the. We tried to play so much. Fucked around. I played Contra, Blades of Steel, beat the shit out of somebody, but I still lost the game. I was just looking to fight.
Did you play Batman?
I was effectively... Oh, it's got both Batmans. It's got Batman and Batman Revenge of the Joker.
I haven't played that one.
We got... Oh, fuck, dude. There's so much on there. Fucking played Rygar. That game's just still balls nasty hard. So I was just fucking
around.
It's
a good game, though.
Yeah. I was fucking around. I'm going to get the N64 stuff and blah, blah, blah on there, too, but... Yeah, a lot of fun playing nice. Nintendo. It was like super nostalgic. I played Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Man, the game's still fun to play, but I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't know what to do anymore. I just throw apples at robot dogs, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's just platforming, run across, and hope for the best.
Exactly.
So I did all that.
Game's tough as shit.
Yeah. I think that's like par for every fucking game they have on that thing.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Like I've been trying to, since I have the Retron 5, it makes it easier to like save my game. But like I still have not beat the Joker in Batman.
Oh, so you just got a constant save state to keep going back?
Yeah, because I keep trying to figure out what's the best way to kill him, and I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. And that
game, but I can get through the game. Like now, I'm so good at that game now, I can just breeze through the levels. It's just like, I'm just, it's nothing.
Yeah, one of the games I saw that I'm like, oh, we need to play this for the show is Castlevania. Because that's a game where it's like...
Yeah, know, Castlevania.
It's. I was going through there, I'm like, oh, this would be great, and I don't want to play it now because I don't know if I'll remember it or not. But you have to go through the... Everything's on that one stage. You just got to know where to go because you have to go in a certain order to find everything. And if you don't do it
correctly,
you just get fucked. So it's like, shit. But I got the original Battletoads.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one to do.
Battletoads is still hard. You get
me and Jake used to be able to play it pretty well at Battletoads.
So. I fucking go down. Okay, so I'm playing that, and I get to the same spot I remember as a kid where you get Brash.
The bikes.
Yeah, but you get Brash right before you go there, or maybe it's right after you finish.
Yeah.
But I kept dying on the bikes constantly. It's like, oh, I beat this. I go down the tube.
Jake could always do those, but I couldn't.
Yeah, it's just I keep fucking crashing in. I keep misjumping or I jump too far and I just land into something. It's like, shit. Just fucking worse. Yeah,
it's not fun.
No, not at all. And then the only movie I really watched.
Arcade version's way harder.
Yeah. God, I can't imagine the amount of money went in there. Speaking of arcades, I do have the Ninja Turtles 2. So... That side scrolling where you can go fuck up Bebop and Rocksteady right away. So it's gonna be a bunch of shit. Yeah, it'll be good. Watched Pulp Fiction again. So watched that.
Oh yeah, that was a good film.
It's a good film. And I watched The Last Samurai again. The only reason I'm not talking much about those, I watched both of them to help lull me to sleep after a good night of drinking. Like get home in the morning and go, okay, I need to go back to bed.
I thought The Last Samurai was a subpar movie.
I enjoyed it. The whole Tom Cruise being the last samurai, I mean, you got to suspend some disbelief because...
Culture appropriation!
Yeah, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, they would just, okay, like, they're just going to make him a samurai, okay. So, yeah. That's about it, other than just getting ready to celebrate the 4th of fucking July for America!
Yeah. Woo! America's where it's at. I wanted to bring up, too, I forgot to mention, this last week I did 3 shows in a row, or I guess I didn't stand up 3 nights in a row, I should say. Not shows. I did do 1 show, though.
Nice, I was going to ask that you was how in Cedar.
Yeah, that was in Cedar Falls on this past Wednesday. The Octopus open mic is what it was called, but they do a thing where they feature 3 people every open mic they have. So we were the feature, so we got to do 10. Me and my buddy did.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I think it did really well.
Nice.
It went over pretty well with everybody there. So, yeah, it was pretty hard coming up and making sure I had a legit 10 minutes where I, like, started out with something and I made transitions and made it all kind of flow really nice. So it was like the first time ever working something together rather than just going up and telling random stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's what you build up for from doing all the open mics.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a lot of fun, though. So and then I did my 2 normal open mics, but I did that 3 nights in a row. So that was the first week I've ever done where I did 20 minutes of stand-up, which to most people probably sounds like that's not that long of a time, but it's fucking a lot of time.
I was going to say, it's got to feel like a fucking eternity sitting up there.
Like, the 10 minutes went by really fast because I was just up there. I'd already worked out what I was going to say and like had timed it to know what I needed to do. And from there, it was just making sure I didn't talk too fast. Like I just kind of tried to make sure I did the correct pauses and stuff to make sure my set ran the length I knew it could run.
Yeah, that's I think that's honestly the biggest thing is not
so.
It's not I hate using not twice, but it's not getting your material out. It's getting it out too fast. Like you can remember to get your materials.
Yeah, because you can just sit there and ramble.
Yeah, which we are prone to do.
Yes, indubitably. So it's like, but it went real well, I think. So yeah,
that's awesome, dude. Where's the fucking recording? I need to know.
What?
I said, what'd you say? I need the recording. I need my fix.
You need the recording?
Did they get one?
There is one. I'll have to show it to you. It's not something I'm going to release.
No. Yeah, that's.
But I.
All right.
Yeah, no, I do. But they actually did film us our 10-minute sets.
Oh, nice.
Give them to us. So.
There you go. You'll always remember.
So it'll be. I'm kind of interested to see that because I've never actually seen myself perform comedy.
You popped your cherry, Wade. You popped your comic cherry.
Yeah.
Did you go out?
It was a lot of fun. I had to drive through a fucking shitstorm, though, after that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, on the way up there, dude, like, it was hailing at my work when I left work to go pick up my buddy Sam so we could start heading up that way. And then we drove through a rainstorm the entire way up to Cedar Falls, the 2 hours it took us. And it was, like, it was bad, dude. I couldn't see, like, 15 feet in front of me.
Damn.
Yeah, it was raining hard. Like, driving into the wind with the rain coming right into my windshield, it made it that much harder to see.
You fucking Ace Ventura that shit? Roll down the window and just look out?
Right, no shit. It was crazy, but we made it there, and we nailed it. We killed it.
Sweet. That's good,
yeah.
Man.
So, yeah, it was a good time, though.
Man, that's awesome.
And then I went to Adventureland this weekend, too.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. Rode roller coasters and ate cotton candy like a fucking 8-year-old because I'm a badass like that.
Cool.
Only badasses let out their true inner kid.
Oh, hey, look, I just found a Walmart gift card. Yeah, well, okay, well.
Ooh, did you really?
Yeah. It's fucking under my keyboard.
Well, fucking, what's on it?
Like $10.
How much money?
Oh, yeah, it's like a $10 gift card, but still. I'm like, sweet.
Dude, that's TP or, like, that's a couple movies. I mean.
Yeah, it's probably.
Buy some.
Yeah, that's probably going for.
Probably buy some weed with that if you know the right dealer.
Yeah, it's probably going to be ditch weed. $10.
If you're buying weed with gift cards and if the place where it's illegal, is are gift cards considered legal tender? Could, like, a job pay me in gift cards? Or so if I pay with that, is it not illegal? Because
well,
it's not a sale? You
okay.
Just gave me weed?
No. Well, I think it is legal tender because I'll say it this way. My work will gift us a gift card and then turn around and tax the fuck out of us for this said gift card.
Well, fuck those people.
So I'm paying money.
I hope you tell them no to every one of your fucking gifts. Like, you're just like, no.
Hey, we're going to give you. No, just no. Like they
don't give me fucking anything.
What was it? One time I went.
God damn it, Diane. I said no.
You know what, Jeff? I don't want your fucking TV. That's the thing I won last time, and it's like a 17-inch TV, thick as fuck, and it was like, for 17 inches, that thing weighed 15 pounds. So I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, it's HD. HDMI, okay. 17-inch TV. I got taxed $120. I'm pretty sure that TV maybe cost $100.
Fucking TV's worth nothing.
I'm like, oh, that's how you
I
would guys have
slapped the shit
money.
Out of your boss the next day I walked in. I'd be like, you son of a bitch.
Okay, Frank, know what? I'm gonna have to give you the business and break the TV over somebody's face.
You like that? You like giving people shitty TVs and charging for it?
Is Wayne Brady gonna have to slap
a bitch?
Your bosses are assholes.
Yeah. Corporate life. It's fun. Great.
There is no ladder. You can't climb.
The only way you can
climb
only
is buy your way up.
Do you know somebody? Can you make a vital contribution to the company? Monetarily.
If you can't build a staircase with a stack of cash, you ain't gonna make it, son.
That's why you need the cocaine. Get that extra energy.
Hell of a drug.
Well, I think that'll do it for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, take a gander on the net. You can go to punnagame.com where you can check out all the fun stuff. We got some snap reviews every Monday, Friday. We're coming at you with anything that we feel like writing about, but we know you want to read about. Then we transition over to the fun stuff where this podcast, every Wednesday, you can find out everything you need to know on the About section where you can find Wade, myself, and the site. simply put, just go to @PunnaGame on Twitter. You'll be notified every fucking time we update anything, just for your perusal or listen. But the main thing that you want to do, because you want to listen and watch, right? I think you want to do both, and that would be the main purpose to go to the site. Wade?
And that's where you'll find the home of Fun Pun Gaming. That's where Jake, Nathan, and I all play a bunch of different video games. All sorts of different random ones, from shooters to fantasy to butt-fucking games.
Wait, what?
Wait, are there butt-fucking games? I don't know. But we might play it if we find it. Go to punagame.com, and on the main page you can see the latest two episodes of Fun Pun Gaming. And then if you really want to see all of our fun stuff, you go over to the Fun Pun Gaming tab and you can see every playthrough we've ever done. And then if you need that instant gratification, because it takes me a while to get those up on the website because we release them while I'm at work, and I can't be putting videos up on a website while I'm at work. That's just not professional. No, if you need them right when they come out, right when they release at around 11 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday, you go to youtube.com, type in Fun Pun Gaming. It'll be the first thing that pops up. You click on the channel, hit subscribe, and bam, you get all those updates.
Just hot sex. Monday. Can you imagine that?
Snap review. Fun Pun Gaming. Who gives an F? Or who gives a F? Man, I always put in the and. I can't even say our podcast name right now. Damn.
Hey, we're consistent. We're
let me restart now. Monday, snap review. Tuesday, Fun Pun Gaming. Wednesday, who gives a F? And Thursday, Fun Pun Gaming again, and then a snap review to end your work week.
That's a nice sandwich. It's like having some heavy heavy bread on Monday and Friday, sandwiching two types of just great cheese, and then just a pile of shit in the middle.
That's a really accurate way to describe how we release content.
Yeah.
We're just finishing off a sandwich. Unfortunately, it's a shit sandwich in the middle of the week on Wednesday.
Well, yeah. There you go, listeners. I think on this episode, we'll get out. But first, I want a big shout out to the writers and listeners out there all the way, Casey Kasem style. Thank you for listening. This week, we're signing off. We're out.
Don't let your boss give you a shitty TV.